what I choose. Love is the baddest blues. The joy versus the pain.
Like Beth, like sometimes her voice is reminiscent of Billie Holiday to me. And I know she loves her, I know she loves Etta James, you know, so it's coming out of that kind of spirit, like just a really sort of empowered kind of place.
Just like front page news, love is the baddest blues.
There seems to be like a lot of wisdom but searching behind what she's singing about and how she delivers it. And it's very compelling because it just seems so kind of raw and to the point.
This is love.
It's still a very much a Beth Hart record, and it's sort of a culmination of a number of styles. I mean, you can't really put a finger on, you know, who she sounds like, because she sounds she's the best of so many.
Guess that I lose. Love is the baddest blues.
But I, more than anything, I think this could be a defining record for Beth as far as just a style distillation and it's sort of genre bending to me. You know, it's really, really good.
Every time he walks out the door, I wonder if he's ever coming back.
It's got her signature all over it, and you know, more than anything, what I heard out of all the tunes that, you know, that Kevin played, and I'm just hearing all of her heart now. I'm hearing all of her essence of who she is, and that's what makes great artists, is when they're able to convey themselves and give themselves wholeheartedly and not hold back.
I'm in love. I'm in love. I'm in love.
We've had a great band to work with. We started off with Charlie Drayton on drums, but he had a few difficulties getting to the sessions, and we ended up with Anton Figg came and helped us out at the 11th hour. I called him up on Saturday night and said, we have a session, we need you here tomorrow, and he actually cancelled a couple of Letterman band dates and flew out to the West Coast and played on 7 songs in 2 days. He was astounding. And then Herman Matthews and Kurt Biscara came in, and they were both sensational musicians. Michael Rhodes playing on bass, and he's been great. Randy Flowers, who was a bit of an unknown, but I was impressed enough with his playing that I took a chance on him, and he's absolutely phenomenal and covers a huge range of styles. And Arlen Scheibaum on keyboards, amazing musician, terrific. And Beth playing piano. Beth's playing piano on the album. She plays piano on the whole record, and sings on the whole record, and she's great at it too.
Just stop by to see your face.
Kevin has a very earthy feel about him. And a very funny individual, makes us all feel at ease. And he understands what's needed for a track, and he knows how to get it out of all the musicians.
I think that sonically that will open up things in the bottom as well, instead of having the big left hand moving around, and the rack will feel a little more punchy.
Oh, it's not plugged in yet. Excuse
me. So there you go. That's my
with Kevin Shirley is, I know, is a very big deal. It's a huge opportunity for me. I got to do the Don't Explain record with him and Joe Buttamassa. And it just seemed like it opened up doors, like doors that said it's okay to come in to a new world in music for me, particularly in affecting the songwriting.
There in your heart, wherever you go, I will go too.
But, yeah, I was so nervous before we began, as I am with most things, but the most nervous. And then once I came in and met everyone the night before, it was just so great. It's just, I thought, okay, this is going to be one of those life experiences where you are in the moment and you're aware of how lucky you are. And that's how I feel. I feel so lucky. Yeah, I'm loving it.
Maybe I'll go to Africa and be Lion King if only I wherever you go, wherever you go.